Yo, yo, episode 14. In effect, baby. Quakes have a quick turnaround, so I have a quick turnaround. Last episode came out on Friday. Go check it out. Episode 13. Very, very exciting. From the new studios. Moving. My day job, which I do plan to keep. We're moving to a new building. So last week I recorded there. It was pretty cool. My first time recording in my new office is going to be fucking dope. It's my new studio. It's the lab right there. It was exciting. The Quakes were playing on Friday. Game was on Unimas. We're playing Houston. Not that good. Had opportunity to put themselves in the actual, you know, above the red line, and they fucking shat the bed. Dude, it was... That game was fucking frustrating. That game was fucking frustrating all around. It was cool. Bernardes got his first goal. That was pretty dope. It was standing right there. Man, if you go to the... If you haven't been to Avaya, I guess if you listen to this, you probably like soccer, but fuck, if you don't like soccer, it's $20. You can easily get $20 tickets to Avaya. Go to that supporters terrace. They got the fucking beer of the world right there. They got a dope ass beer selection, and you're chilling right there, right on the pitch, and. I don't know. It's a dope angle because, again, you're so close to the pitch. You get to, I don't know, for the soccer nerds, you get to see the play as the players see it. So it gives you kind of a different view. I mean, it is pretty cool being up top and being able to see the whole thing at once. But just being able to see the play develop from pitch level, that's pretty dope. Plus, it's fucking cool-ass people, man. And it's pretty, It's like the bleachers at a baseball game. So... You could be all fucking chill. You don't have to worry about cussing or being loud or whatever. Just go fucking chill over there. You're not going to be louder than the fucking drums or the ultras, tell you that much. But anyway, they had a fucking... They had a great opportunity to fucking... snatch up 3 points. Put themselves in the... Because it's a fucking... It's a fight now. It's a fucking fight. There's four teams. Wait, one, two, three, four. Yeah. There's four. You know, you got Timbers, Quakes, Sounders, and Vancouver. That's fuck four teams. They're all going to fight for that final spot. Seattle looked like they were fucking dead in the water. They fucking signed fucking Lodeiro and he's completely, damn, that team's fucking energized. Energize. Oh, we got a yellow. Calm down, boy. But yeah, so yeah, he energized the team. All of a sudden, fucking here's Seattle. They got 30 fucking. They got 30 points. 1 point behind the Quakes. 2 points behind Portland. And then who do they play? Yeah, and then fuck Seattle plays Houston coming up. They play them. I mean, they play them in Houston. And again, MLS always has a good home field advantage, but yeah, and Houston's 4-1-6 at home, pretty decent. The Sounders are terrible away, but again, the Sounders in the last last 5 games are 3-1-1, dude. Last 5 games, Seattle is 3-1-1, Portland 1-4-0, and the fucking Quakes are 1-1-3. 1-1-3, dude. I mean, you're getting points, but it's not cutting it. It's not cutting it. It allowed Seattle to get back in it. And again, I know they went on a good run, but it just got tough. It just got tough. One of the weapons that the Quakes got to fight this battle, Hanuk, fucking. Hanuk Goitom, finally, he came on. He played for 20 minutes, and man, I mean, of course, it was his, he was amped, you know, it was his first game, but he was in the right spots. He was up there. He was pressing. It was I don't know. It's been a while since I'd seen someone in the Quakes playing that aggressively up front. I mean, and again, this is from down on the pitch. This is after two hop stupids, you know. So the opinion is obviously biased, but he's a big dude. That's what I was really impressed with. He's a big dude. He's a tall guy. He looks strong. So I was excited to see him. Man, he within fucking what 45 seconds of him coming on the pitch, he almost fuck that would have been a fucking opening. That would have been a grand entrance. Freaking first minute on the team, boom, score a goal to tie the game. Oh man, it would have been panda fucking monium. But anyway, so again, the opportunity is still there. They're still, again, they're only a point behind Portland. They still got two games in hand, but so does Seattle. And the Quakes play Seattle one more time. They play September 10th. That's going to be a crucial ass fucking game coming up. September 10th, Saturday at 7:30. Oh shit. It's a fucking home game. It's a home game. That is going to be a huge fucking game. The Quakes need to win that game. That's going to be a big game. That could definitely help their slim playoff hopes. Portland, man, as bad as the Quakes are playing, Portland's playing even fucking worse. In the last five games, Portland's 1-4. 1-4. Or 1-4-0. I mean, they're no fucking ties. But, damn, they Portland's struggling. So, Seattle is fuck. That's the team. They do play each other. When do they play? They play each other August 28th. So that's gonna be fucking. Woo. Damn. I mean, I guess it's because I follow this and I'm fucking interested. But man, these are pretty dramatic storylines. And I mean, I guess it is fighting for the final playoff spot, but I don't know. It's exciting, and it's all West Coast. It's all West Coast. Nobody's fucking catching. Even Galaxy. Galaxy's at 38 points. But it's exciting. It's really, you know, I don't know. This league is getting really intriguing, and the atmosphere is already dope. The atmosphere already rules. Again, man, if you haven't been to Avaya, I'm going to keep saying it so much it sounds like I'm getting fucking paid by them, but it's just that cool of an environment. It's just that awesome. Next game for the Quakes here. Ooh, Wednesday. They had a Wednesday game also at home. Dude, this would have been... Whatever, I'm not even going to fucking think of the missed points on Friday that happened. And New England's coming up. New England, eighth place in the East. You know, not that they are terrible on the road. They're terrible on the road. So you need those points at this point. I mean, you already fucked up with Houston, and there's really no way to put it. You just need these fucking points. You gotta beat the Revolution, Holmes. And they're fucking beatable right now. They're on a 4-game losing streak. They've been sucking. So the team has to take advantage. I don't know if Hanuk will start the game. I mean, and, you know, again, the more minutes he gets in, the more, you know, the more he'll gel with the team. But honestly, at this point in the season, he really doesn't have too much time. And he has to fucking, he has to get it into gear quick. Like I said, I fucking really enjoyed what I saw, man. Dude, it's fucking good. Dude can fucking play. That game is fucking critical. But the fucking email came out right now or earlier that the bar is staying open an hour after the game. The longest outdoor bar. That bar. I'm telling you, never been there. I don't know what the fuck you're missing. I know a lot of people talk shit, but it's fucking, it's dope. But I guess right after the game, they're opening the bar back up for an hour. Doing some sort of Q&A, like they're bringing out a player. And, that was weird. Because they stopped serving beer at the 75th minute. So they stopped serving beer at the 75th minute, and then as soon as the game's over, they're going to start serving beer again. What the fuck? I don't know. I guess it makes sense for the whole stadium. I don't know for whatever fucking reason they're doing it. But that's interesting. It's a fucking 7:30 game. Yeah, the game's at 7:30. It's going to end at 10. And so people are going to keep drinking till 11? Fuck. I don't know. I might stay there. But anyway, you have to win. You have to fucking Seattle is playing fucking lights out. They're steamrolling, and without these fucking points, dude, it's gonna be difficult. After this game, they're on the road in Columbus, and then that fucking critical ass game against Seattle, September 10th. That's going to be a fucking huge, huge game. It's at home. There'll be three more games. We'll see. But anyway, again, it's another chance to be at Avaya. The fucking, that structure ruined the view. I don't know if, did I bring that up? I don't know. There used to be the best fucking sunset at Avaya, and then they built that fucking structure, and man, what's up with the tunnel? The team hasn't said anything with the tunnel. There's some fucking obviously something holding it back. As that whole Coleman Highline thing gets built, the parking situation is gonna get worse and worse. I mean, if you look at the pictures, it's all structured parking, but at the moment they have some paved lots. So hopefully, I'm concerned about the tailgating, because I mean, come on, tailgating, I guess they don't do it in soccer around the world, but in the United States, tailgating is just a part of sports. It's just a part of life, man. You go to fucking concerts and you tailgate. Tailgating is just the American way. And so I'm really concerned that as all those buildings come together, that we lose the ability to do that. That would fucking suck. But also, connect the fucking train station to downtown. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? The other day, there was some sort of problem on VTA, on that game on Friday, and they didn't run the special buses. It was just the regular bus line. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? I mean, I don't take the bus, but I mean, I'm sure that inconvenienced a bunch of people. And if you put the fucking tunnel, people can go from downtown San Jose to the fucking game. It would be so fucking sick. It would, I mean, I guess the train's already packed. That's not a concern of theirs, but I mean, fuck. Go fucking get some drinks downtown. Hop on the train, fucking, what, 3-4 stops over, jump off, get off, get a fucking bacon wrap hot dog and a fucking beer. How do they keep the beer so cold? It's a fucking, they use some sort of magic. They got a magic hula. They're fucking cooking hot dogs. They got the propane. It's fucking things all hot. But somehow they have the coldest fucking beer that you could drink. And for $5, a 12 ounce, it's a deal. It's a deal compared to the $12 in the stadium. I mean, yeah, $12 for 24. Yeah, it's still cheaper. But yeah, they have to fucking put that tunnel in, dude. What the fuck? $25 for the cheapest fucking parking. 20 games at $25? Fuck is that? It's over $400. Yeah, I it would be much easier just to park downtown, take the train in, even get a beer. Get a beer, drink a little bomber on the little 20-minute train ride. And you're set. You're fucking set. March to the match right there from the Santa Clara train station. Everyone get their fucking steps in. But anyway, I mean, the way to do we fuck it. That's fucking pointless to complain at right now because the team is not in the fucking playoffs. The team is not playing well. The team is moving sideways. So. That's what we got to bitch about. that's what we got to focus the complaints on. But yeah, I mean, I just wanted to get this episode in before this next game. The next one will come out next week. So the week of what? The week of the 29th, the first week of September. The next episode will be coming out. At Baldini10, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at all the games. Like I said, posting pictures, fucking madness. And yeah, so thanks for listening. I'll catch y'all next week, and hopefully the Quakes pull this fucking victory off or fucking lose again at home. We'll see. See y'all next week.